Elizabeth Elliot says that God knows the end from the beginning. He loves us, He is wise, He's powerful, and He calls us to put our faith in Him, to set our feet on that rock which will never move. Welcome to Gateway to Joy, a ministry of Elizabeth Elliot, author of over 20 books, including Secure in the Everlasting Arms and God's Guidance, A Slow and Certain Light. As you put your faith in the solid rock, study the unchanging word with us today. Here's Elizabeth Elliot.
You are loved with an everlasting love. That's what the Bible says. And underneath are the everlasting arms. This is your friend Elizabeth Elliot, talking with you again today about Amy Carmichael, specifically about the matter of surrender. I think the thing which is so powerful is that every word Amy Carmichael wrote in her 40 books has for me the ring of reality. And as I delved into her private papers, the ring of reality was there. She was not dishing out to other people a word that she had not bought with her own suffering. And God help us who write or who speak publicly. If we are dishing out to others that which we ourselves have never experienced, that which has no foundation in the deepest hidden places of our lives. I read a few days ago from Amy Carmichael's little book called If. I want to read some more. Now, this was written many years later than the early years that I'm going to be telling you about today. But when I read this, you will see a deep spirituality. Then I will tell you about some of the struggles that undoubtedly lay behind the lessons that she had learned. Every page in this book, If, begins with the word if and ends with the words, "Then I know nothing of Calvary love." Listen. If I hold on to choices of any kind just because they are my choice, if I give any room to my private likes and dislikes, then I know nothing of Calvary love. If I put my own happiness before the well-being of the work entrusted to me, if, though I have this ministry and have received much mercy, I faint, then I know nothing of Calvary love. If I am soft to myself and slide comfortably into the vice of self-pity and self-sympathy, if I do not, by the grace of God, practice fortitude, then I know nothing of Calvary love. I told you in my last talk about Amy's call to the mission field, but she agonized over leaving her widowed mother and a dear old man, Mr. Robert Wilson, whom she had come to call the D.O.M., with whom she lived. She was the light of his life, the age of the only daughter that he had ever had who had died. She was like a daughter to him. How could she leave him? How could she go to the other side of the world? Well, this is what she wrote to her mother. "I feel as though I had been stabbing someone I loved. Through all the keen, sharp pain which has come since Wednesday, the certainty that it was his voice I heard has never wavered, though all my heart has shrunk from what it means, though I seem torn in two." She quoted the words of Jesus, which cut deeply. "If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, and whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. He that loveth father or mother more than me is unworthy of me. To obey is better than sacrifice." On January 16th, in firm, clear handwriting, Mrs. Carmichael wrote to Amy, My own precious child, he who hath led will lead all through the wilderness. He who hath fed will surely feed. He who hath heard my cry will never close his ear. He who hath marked thy faintest sigh will not forget thy tear. He loveth always, faileth never, so rest on him today forever. Yes, dearest Amy, he has lent you to me all these years. He only knows what a strength, comfort, and joy you have been to me. In sorrow, he made you my staff and solace. In loneliness, my more than child companion. And in gladness, my bright and merry-hearted sympathizer. So, darling, when he asks you now to go away from within my reach, can I say nay? No, no, Amy. He is yours. You are his. To take you where he pleases and to use you as he pleases. I can trust you to him, and I do. All day he has helped me, and my heart unfailingly says, go ye. Now, I spoke the other day about what it means to be a Christian. It means to identify yourself wholly, thoroughly, unreservedly with Jesus Christ in his death and resurrection. What does that mean in practical terms? Well, to Mrs. Carmichael, this is what it meant right here. With God, she was able to say, go ye, to that precious daughter, that one who was the light of her life. Am I speaking to some mother or father who is gripping a beloved child with both hands and saying, no, you can't go. You can't leave me like this. You can't do this to us. You have no right to do this. What is God wanting to do with that child? To whom does that child belong? It never belonged to you. He or she never belonged to you. That child belonged to God from the moment it was conceived in the mother's womb. It was lent to you. That little child was lent to you to rear for God. And when you have done that job, you must let that child go. Talk about surrender, relinquishment, the cross cutting straight across one's own desires. If you refuse it, then you know nothing of Calvary love. Amy's mother wrote more of the sufficient grace she could count on, of the everlasting love, of the smallness of life, of her willingness to give her child into the loving arms of God. And as for Mr. Wilson, she comforted Amy by saying, God has his happiness in his keeping. And then here's another evidence of grace. Mr. Wilson wrote to comfort Mrs. Carmichael in the giving up of her dear child for the Lord's work among the heathen. I know something of what it must cost you. It hardly seems a case for anything but bowing the head in thankful acquiescence when the Lord speaks thus to one so dear. The future seems changed to me. She has been and is more than I can tell you to me, but not too sweet or too loving to present to him who gave himself for us. Then Amy had to learn some hard, painful lessons in criticism. She was criticized by Mr. Wilson's sons for leaving their old, sickly father. What right had she to do that? She was criticized by some of the Keswick leaders whom she most admired. Their words cut like knives. They said she was merely enchanted by the notion of a foreign land. She had to learn the lesson of misjudgment, misunderstanding. She didn't know where to go. Should it be Africa, China, Ceylon? She offered herself to the China Inland Mission. There was no psychological screening. There was no language school. There were no jungle camps. And in August, the decision came that she could be interviewed in London. So down she went to London with the dear old man, Mr. Wilson. And she met there a missionary named Geraldine Guinness, who wrote this note to her. Can ye drink of the cup that I drink of, and be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with? Can God? Ye shall indeed, for with God all things are possible. Now is my soul troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me. Father, glorify thy name. For this cause came I unto this hour. And on the back of that note, Amy Carmichael wrote this sometime later. Give, and it shall be given to you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, an exceeding and eternal weight of glory. Lord, I believe. Help thou mine unbelief. Who for the joy that was set before him endured, as seeing him who is invisible. O small shall seem all sacrifice and pain and loss, when God shall wipe the weeping eyes. For suffering, give the victor's prize, the crown for cross. I will trust and not be afraid. January 1892, that was the date of her hearing the call, Go Ye. September 1892, that was the date on which she went to the China Inland Mission Home in London. January 1893, that was the date on which she heard God say, go to Japan. March 3rd, 1893, she sailed for Japan. God was faithful. Amy was prepared to surrender herself totally into his hands.
You've been listening to Gateway to Joy with Elizabeth Elliott, author of over 20 books, including Discipline, The Glad Surrender, and No Graven Image. Join us next time for more encouragement and challenge from Elizabeth Elliott. This has been a production of the Bible Broadcasting Network.